Governor Doyle says he's still upset with learning that Chrysler filed court documents Friday saying the Kenosha plant was on the company's shutdown list. He says the State Commerce Department had been talking with Chrysler for weeks about building a more efficient engine in Kenosha.
Let's just say Chrysler has not dealt with us in very good faith.
So, over the weekend, Doyle says he talked with the Automotive Task Force of the White House about upcoming efforts to restructure Chrysler under its new agreement with the Italian automaker Fiat. Doyle says there's only so much the White House will do.
It is Chrysler that's making these decisions, and the White House is not in a position of saying, we're going to pick this plant over that plant. And I understand that this is Chrysler's decision. I think what's a little hard for a lot of people to swallow is the idea that they are actually going to be opening and adding people to a plant in Mexico to build an engine that we believe could be built in Kenosha.
Doyle says the state will continue to explore possible ways to keep Chrysler in Kenosha, but he also says if plant production ends in about 18 months, the state will come forward with job retraining assistance for people who are not able to go to other Chrysler plants. The state already provides such assistance for the former GM workers in Janesville. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.